Again, Tana Rabbanan Eve Braisa. The Nimomen is Beshloisha. We're discussing Hoydos Valdois. In Hoyomumkel the Rabbim, Dona Afilu Yechidi. And we mapped out the Sugi yesterday. And that certainly according to Rashi. So Mumkel the Rabbim, the Gemara says, Goin Anna Rav Nachman Rav Chia. Gomirna Visavirna. That means that they have the material to submit and able to dorish, learn, and go beyond the rise that they had, as opposed to the requirement of shlosha de gomir that we had in the Tafilo and Aleph. So the Gemara Resid is more than that, and then the Gemara says, however, they do not require Nikitas Rishus, that's which we're going to call Smicha. The Gemara goes on to discuss liability, if they make a mistake. We're going to leave that parasha for the moment. So Tosva says, "Mahayimumchal Rabbim Peirush Akuntris Tichsid B'Tzedek Tishpadam Misecha Kosar Ein Eru Parshus Ksivka." Tosva summarizes Rashi's pshat that this sugya, this b'raisa, is the shita of Rav Acha b'Rei d'Ravika, and Rashi held that the machlokes between Rabbi Yavo and Rav Acha b'Rei d'Ravika, Rashi said, is the machlokes of whether Ira Parshas Kosav Khan or ain't Ira Parshas Kosav Khan. So again, it's on the same page. The machlokes, we came to this machlokes as to what is pshat in the Mishnah. Dine Mamun is Bishloisha, Gezel Zachavola is Bishloisha. So, from the fact that it says Bishloisha, so Dine Mamun is not just an introduction. Gemara concludes referring to Haydos Valvois, right of Machlaikis. Whether what is Pshat in distinguishing between Haydos Valvois and Gezel Zachavolais? Is the Pshat that Haydos Valvois requires the same kind of basin as Gazel's Chavois within the Raisa? Elohim, Elohim, Elohim. However, Chazal relaxed the din and allowed for three non-smuchim to paskin Gazel's Hidois Valvois. Or is the din that the Raisa requires three lav davke smuchim? Gomir. And because of the Yeshua Kronos, the one requires Lav Davka Smuch and Lav Davka Abezin. It could be one Dayan. It could be B'Tzeditish Banam Yisecho, but Chazal were Machmir in order to make sure that we have at least one Gomir in the Bezin to require three. So the Machloikis is by Hoidois Valvois. Is that the requirement of three? Does that mean three adyotes and it's a kula din deraisa? Kidei shaloi tin ol delta of ne lovin? Or is the requirement of three a chumra on the din deraisa that we only require one? It's a different din. One is a gomir, one is the Gemara says a gomir, and three is that we hope there's a gomir amongst them. Rashi says, and what is it all based on? It's all based on when the Torah says Elohim, Elohim, Elohim three times. That is in the context of Shmira, in the context of Hashem Rechinam. And the Gemara says that there's a machlokes whether the details that are discussed in that parsha, the detail of Shvua, the detail of Kiyum Zeh, that Kiyuzeh makes sense in the context of Halva. Kiyuzeh does not make sense in the context of Shemira. Why is that? Because the Gemara explained that the din of Kiyuzeh, the din of Moedim and Mikzas, that a Moedim and Mikzas does not have Nemonis. And a Kofru Kol has Nemonis. The Gemara says that the justification, the Svarah de Raisa, of Kofru Kol having Nemonis because he is a kofi toiv. So that only makes sense in halva, not in shmira. Shmira is not a kofi toiv. Shmira may be a bad employee, but not a kofi toiv. So the Gemara says, so you see that Kiyuzeh has a special association with Halvois. Nevertheless, it's in the parish of Shmira. So if we hold that the din of Kiyuzeh Mboida Mitzas only applies to Yidois Valvois, that means we have a detail in the middle of Shmira which belongs to Yidois Valvois, that's the era of Parshas Kosov Khan. And therefore, the halachis of Elohim apply to Yidois Valvois as well. If on the other hand we say that the din of Kiyuzeh applies to Shmira as well, that's one of them shot, so then it becomes the source of the halachis of Beit HaMikdash, but we don't have to conclude that the Torah wants us to derive other halachis from Shmira onto Hayidois Valvois, and therefore the halach of Shlosha Mumchin would stay within the din of Shmira. Good. So that's Rashi's approach in a nutshell. So now when Rashi says that I have a brisa, mumcha l'rabim don afil yachidi, so Rashi says that's from Acha Breit Ravika, that's the shita ein erev parshas kosov kan, that's the shita that midin de raisa a single dine is good. Mumcha l'rabim don afil yachidi. This brisa does add on to the Suya as we know it till now. So the Suya says that Midei Raisa I require a Gomir. Sheshoma Mechachamim Umedayin Hilchas Din Malveh. And this Raisa tells us that Gomir alone would not be good Midin De Raisa. It has to be a Mumchel Rabim. A Mumchel Rabim is a Gavirna Vesavirna. Right? What does a Mumchel Rabim mean? So I don't know what the Mumchel Rabim means as opposed to a Somuch. In other words, a Somuch is that my Rebbe told me that I'm good enough to be a Dayan. And a Mumchel Rabim means that Tzibur is telling me I'm good enough to be a Dayan. And how does the Tzibur determine whether I'm good enough to be a Dayan? So they get a sense of whether a person is knows what he's talking about. Whether a person can make good cheshbonos. The Rabbeinu Yoina and the Ramah also quote Rav Shira Goin that is much more demanding. That Mumchel Rabim means that he's been vetted for many, many years. In other words, they see that that what he's saying makes sense, he knows his stuff. People have gone to him for a Dini Torah, he doesn't make mistakes, doesn't have to review his. So Mumchel Rabim means that it's not my Rebbe who's giving me smicha. It's not my Rebbe who's saying I made the bar, but it's the Rabbim. Shemumchel Rabbim. That they're the ones who are vetting the Dayan out. So the din of this Brisa and Lech'ora, the din of Rach Revika, is that this Dayan Yochid has to be a Gemirna V'Sevirna without Nikita's Rishus. Taisva says V'Kosha. Din Kain, Tiksha Leach Brisa Levavo, Kasha number one. The kasha which all the Mishnayim asked, the Chiddush Sheiran asked this, and Yad Ramah said, he says that until now we've said that the machloikis on Beis Omen Beis, Gilman Alf, the machloikis Amayrom. It's Amayrom teaching us Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the Nimoman is Bishloisha. So the Gemara says it's got to be B'natarte. It's got to be talking about Haidois Valvois. Alright? That's Pshat in the Mishnah. Next, Bishloisha, Stamayrom are arguing, what's Pshat Bishloisha? Is Bishloisha a Kula Nadin Dei Raisa or a Nechumer Nadin Dei Raisa? Then Beis Machlegas Amayrom, as to whether you require, whether Dayan Yochid can be good in a Dois Valvois, or whether it's a, whether Midin Dei Raisa require three. Machlegas Amayrom, Rabbi Yavo and Shmuel, if Shnaim Shadonu, Dinayim 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 Din. So Tosfos says, but if there's a Braisa, so why isn't there a Sugi that says, Votanya, Rabbi Yavo, how could you say such a thing? Or why isn't there a Gemara that says, Kidatanoi? Why is there an entirely parallel, almost at Heman Aleph, a Gemara pops up, Tana Rabba, without any comment. Not Akasha, Akasha Mavo. A Siyuah Tari Achari, the Gemara seems to go right there as if it's a parallel Gemara. Right? Even though, according to Rashi, if you go back now to learn Gilman Aleph, you go back to Gilman Aleph, so the Gemara says, Omer Rava, Tartik Tonim, Shemchanina, Rachamay Rabiko Amar, Bine Raisa, Chad Nami Kosher, Shenema, Betelik, Tishvanam Misecha, and Mishum Yeshvi Koronis, Otto Betlosa, Milo, Yabba Yeshvi Koronis, Yev Shalit Bechad the Gover, Elamayato, Tolo Yishalmo, Marsim Kasha. If you're going to have a Takona de Rabbonon that's going to allow a Yochid Mumchet to Paskin, so that's the same as giving Rishos. Tolo Yishalmu, it's Rashi's Lashon. Rashi says, Tolo Yishalmu, Dehov Rishus Nachti, Afilo Mida Eiraisa. The Torah said he can become a Dayan. So that's the assumption in our Sugya. If you're a license, if you have Rishus to Paskin, there's no liability. So Gemara says, you're talking right, but Chazal made a din. The whole point of requiring three is that we wanted to make sure that we had a certain standard. Now if you'll tell the Dayanim that they need not pay to make a mistake, you just dropped your standard. But if you tell people you have to pay if you make a mistake, so you've maintained a certain standard. So Chazal is apparently part of the Takona. According to this sugya, when Chazal made the Takona, you have to have three. At the same time, they said, and we're going to be mechayev the dayanim to pay for their mistakes. All part of the same din. Because the point was, a yochid mumche is a good for yidois valvois. Chazal wanted to raise the bar of the dayanim because they went to a yochid, it was a yochid mumche rabim. When we see daf hemet aleph, so the daf gimel aleph becomes much more alive. Gemara says, "Gezerim from Yeshvi Kronos, Tagoren Shein Bekin B'Tiv Dinim, V'Yezakis Achai V'Chaim Es Azaka." It's a Yochin Mumch. What's a Yochin Mumch LeRabim? It means the Rabbim thought is a person's good. So now you can fool some of the people some of the time, and now we know in America you can fool all the people some of the time. Right? So if you want a Mumch LeRabim. A mumchel rabbim means that it's the rabbim that are vetting the person. So you have a guy, he's a great businessman. He's a great tagor. So people trust him. They go to him for advice. So they go for his adjudicating as well. So you're going to end up, it's not a small step, getting a mumchel rabbim. So that the rabbi try to end up trusting a person who really doesn't know his halacha so well. No. Happens, no? So the Chazal's approach was, right, see, if it's a musmach, so then you have a standard that's been kept. Right? But if it's not a musmach, if it's a mumchel rabbim, So we hope that the cloud, the tzibur, have a certain standard. But a tzibur can be swayed. A tzibur can get used to a lower standard. A tzibur can have faith in a person who's an imposter. So the Gemara, we want to run on imposters. So we have three. The chance that three will sit to Beis Din, and all three will say, I'm willing to sit, even though the other two don't know that much, right? That's the chance that happening is rare. However, you want to make it more rare. Chazal said, you want to make it more rare, so we'll be mechayev to pay when they make a mistake. If I don't feel so comfortable, I'm not going to sit with two other guys also to feel comfortable. At least if there's one guy amongst who knows they're then, all right. So that's a way. So Chazal say that it would be counterproductive that when they made their din of requiring three to maintain the din de raisa of came with the nachta the rishus and have to pay. So there's apparently according to the sugya there was another layer of a din de rabbanon saying three will paskin and even though they now have the license to paskin midin the rabbanon, we're not giving them the all of the rights that this license, this heteri, allows. Right? So again, this is, we're going to get into this deeper, but right now with the Gemara, every line of the Gemara fits very, very well. My ikah bein rava l'rabacha, ikah bein ayum. We don't call it Tana. We don't say there's an old machloikas Tana, a braisa. No, it's a machloikas Shmuel and Rabbi Avo, Shmuel and Rava, and Rach, whether Shnaim Shadonu, din eidin 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 eidin. So Tosfos says, Hayitochen. And he says, what's the Hakol mean? The Hakol means, there's no tan against me. The Divrei Hakol ain't named in. How can he say, the Divrei Hakol ain't named in? The Chabraisa. So I said, Tanom held. So that's Tosfos, that's the Isaac and Kash of Tosfos, and the Ramah, and the Chishran. How could Rashi say that this sugya lines up? That's kasha number one. Hold on, Max. Next, va'oid kasha. The mashma the parasha kudrus the man the is the heir of parashas ain yocholu dun yechidi. V'av yoy save sfer leverga megare yishtevay dois hal voice that din shlichusayu only is the heir of parashas. V'afil ochi mashma besamchi ubdun mazut the islay the v'av yoy save the yochin mumchin don afil yechidi. Again, a pshat kasha, when Marzutra came to Rav Yosef and said, do I have to pay for my mistakes? So Rav Yosef did not say to him that pay for your mistakes. He didn't say, what are you doing passing alone? Where's the Beis Din? Of course you have to pay your mistakes. Yeah, he's a cowboy. One guy passes a din. Makabal, not Makabal. There's no Beis Din over here. Because Rav Yosef is the one that says, Shlichusayu. Shlichusayu means that we are compensating for the requirement of smicha. Right? What's the question of shlichusayu? How can you be done without smicha? Shlichusayu. Shlichusayu means that through without smicha can be a good din. So how can Rav Yosef paskin require that shlichusayu is the functioning, that's the matir, the machshir of every beis din bizman hazeh? If Rabbi Yosef didn't tell Marzutram, how you talking? You're paskening. The oid mitakomer v'samoch avolaynokin v'shusa dine lav dina. I think what Tosfos is saying is the following: the Gemara raises the question about whether a yochid mumcha, whether the din has authority or not, is the din binding or not? Mashman the sover k'mavol afilu ochi yochid mumcha don. So Gemara is to Tosfos ask the kasha. How could the Gemara raise the question about whether a yochid mumches did binding? Right? He didn't mean dafke two. He meant anything less than one. So if the sugya is a sugya that that argues on Rabbi Avo, so how could the Gemara even raise the question of whether the din is binding or not? It says Tosfos v'doichek lefarish din lavdin din lechachila. And it's hard to imagine it means that the phrase the din is b'chal and the din to mean l'chadli, you shouldn't have done it. Nearly, ta'afilu man d'boish v'shem mumchim b'nei raisa ta'kanta d'rabbonin hi t'yochid mumchil rabdon afilu yechidi. So Tosfos says that based on all of these kashas, we have to have a different shot in the sugya. The sugya is not discussing it in there. The sugya does not mention the posuk. It doesn't mention any of parashas. It adds the din of mumchal rabim. So Tosfos says, "L'chach nirali da'afilu man d'boy shloshim mumchim b'nei raisa." That this braisa has to be l'kulei almam, because the Mavo said no one argues with me, because the Gemara doesn't mention this as a kashan any of the sheetas amayroim. But everybody holds the content they're upon the need, the yochid, mumch, the rav, not a fil yechidi. Alright? Everybody holds, even if you require three with smicha, minei raisa, one without smicha is mumch. Mumch, the rav, is bimkom smicha. Right? So, Taisva says that this braisa is a kuli alma de gebraisa. Hayoytze mizeh. Right? This is how we pass it. Hayoytze mizeh is that when we think about dinim, choshen mishvat, dinim, bote dinim. Right? So, Taisva says, les man de poling, et sedek tishvara misecha. You can have one dayan that's a gomer v'sabra mumchel rabim. That's your... Everybody accepts that. Then there's another question. And everybody accepts that for gezeilois v'chamolois, you require elim elim. Right? Fideyonim. Good? So again, everybody says that for gezeilois v'chamolois, you require three with smicha. Right? Haidois valvois, everybody says that mumch l'rabim is good. Now there's a further machloikis. And Rav Acha Beit Rebbeke says mumch l'rabim is good, and Chazal made a takana to require three to make sure you get a gomer b'sar. Good. And Rav Avo says that there was a problem of nilas elzuf nilov, and therefore they said, okay, here's what they say. That in addition to the din deraisa of mumcha l'rabim, and in addition to the din deraisa of three mumcha with smicha, they were mesakein three mumcha without smicha, three dayan without smicha. Right? That's pshat, correct? That's pshat in Taisus. So again, what's Taisus pointing out? Taisus says this is Kulyalma. This Brisa is a kasha. You want to ask a kasha to Ravo? Ravo would say, of course, hold this Brisa. Midin de Brisa, Yochid Mukhal Rabbim is good. Right? Yochid Mukhal Rabbim is good. I hold the year of Parshas, so I need three. I have a choice. Either three Smuchim, or one Yochid Mukhal Rabbim is a Yochid Bedoyrei. So if you get the Yochid B'Doyrei, you get a Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, you don't need to have three Sulchim. You get a Rav Chia, you don't need to. But if you can't get Rav Nachman, you gotta get three Sulchim. Right? In other words, the table to turn. According to Rashi, so a Yochid Mumchel Rabim, he's good. Right? Is he a Musmach? He got Smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu? I don't know. I don't think he gets Smicha. He can get a yara, yon yon, yata b'charis, but smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't know. Right? But, according to Tosfos, a mumchel rabim, right? A mumchel rabim, Rav Nachman, a yochid b'dor, right? What's the lashon of the Ramban, of Rav Shura Goin? Shodir Shira, Yachid Mumche, the Choshe Bidora, the Boki Bemishne Betalmud, who Boki Nami Beshikola Das, Mishne Talmud, Boki Beshikola Das, his Svaris, no one questions his Svaris even. Uma Ayin Bedine Kamashoni, and he's been a dying for many years already. Uma Nasli Zinan Segiyan, very well experienced. But Le Chosule to Usa, they never caught him on a mistake. You know what that means for a dayan? They've got a mistake. Every dayan, after every din Torah, one sign said the dayan made a mistake. Right? So to have a publican, everybody has friends. Right? So every beis din has people think that they're competent, because they're not competent. Right? So to have a beis din, v'lichozu le'tuhusa, mumcha l'rabim, that's a right lashon, yachid b'dayrei. But you have to understand, why did Rav Shira say yachid b'dayrei? Because according to Rav Shira Gaon, according to Tosfos, your mumchel rabim is an alternative to three dayonim with smicha. We'll see in a moment a little bit deeper. All right. So says Rav Avo, says Tosfos, that I have to learn pshat in this sugya such that, right? That was the new math. Trying to figure something out. What are my requirements? Right? I have to learn pshat in the sugya in such a way that this is not going to be a steer to Rav Avo. Right? Because that's because once it's a steer to Rav Avo, Gemara should say it. That's a kasha. I have to learn the sugya in such a way that this is not going to be a parallel sugya to Dav Gimel Amud Beis Dav Beis Amud Gimel Aleph. Otherwise, we should get a Tanya. So how can I do that? It has to be a Chuli Alma Dika sugya, right? Now we're a little bit stuck because if Avo said L'Chuli Alma Shnayim Shadonu and the name did, right? So how can I resolve that? I'm going to have to say that Shnayim Shadonu with Svicha. But if I have a yochid mumchel rabba, if I got the godel ador yochid bedoyroi, the godel ador, all right, the godel ador. That's number one. Number two, three guys of smicha. All right, no good, Jody. Maybe Max, because I have more questions. Sorry.
I have a bunch of questions, but
choose the best one.
The last one, the thing you're saying, that's talking about a doraisa. Then you're saying that really you need 300. And according to Shnayim Shadonu in the name Din, Rav Avo says that's good.
Only with Rabban. Good.
No, it's neither. It's not good to Rabban or Odo, right?
Oh, the rest. No.
That's what Rav says. He doesn't hold like Shmuel and the Rabban.
Hold on. Taisha says, right there. Okay, 1 second. The Gemara Taisha says, Lachach Nira Li. Right? In other words, again, that Rabbo's din is that I require three mumchim de raisa, and Chazal said I can get away with yochid mumchim de rabbin. Right? De raisa require three mumchim. And then Chazal said that it's going to cause the ilah of neilovin. So Memela, two din, according to, again, so the two separate takonas. One takonah is I can get away with three hedyotos, or I can get the godel ador, right? Afilu yechid hashta, afilu man devoy shoshim mumchen minei raisa takanta de rabbonani de yochid mumchel rabam don afilu yechidi. Vahashta hodika omar dine lav dina lav akigoyin de rab nachman koin. So when Rabbi Avo said, "Shnayim shadonu ein dinei adin." That's not a yochid mumcha. That's not Rav Nachman. Lav, I could go in there. Rav Nachman koi. Diu somer lav kishmul lekamon. The shnayim shadonu dinei adin. El could go in there. Rav Chia koi. The less late the shmul. Ulahai pirush. Right. So the when we say, Tosha says, Rav Nachman and Rav Chia, they line up, Rav Nachman lines up like Shmuel, and Rav Chia is not like Shmuel. So both Rav Nachman and Rav Chia, right, both held that Shnayim Shadonu ain't din ain't din. Rav Nachman koi, the Iyu Sama lo Kishmuel, the Shnayim Shadonu ain't din ain't din. Elke goin an der Rav Chia koi the less late the Shmuel ulahai pirush, but Rav Chia hold that Shnayim Shadonu in certain circumstances is ain dinayin ulahai pirush, according to this pirush hold the parch lekamal der Ravo midonas adin. So now, first of all, we begin to see this why Rashi had to say what he said. First of all, Tosfos says, when I get to Vavam and Aleph, and the Gemara says that how Rav Avo accommodate the Braisa of Donas Adin, that's even Biyachin Mumchel Rabim, right? And the Gemara doesn't answer. The Gemara says it has to do with liability. So why did the Gemara say there's a Mumchel Rabim? Right? So, but Rashi would say, because that's not a Rav Avo. And Rashi would say to Tosfos, how can you say that Rabbi Vo accepts this brisa when the Gemara and Vav and Aleph gets stuck and says Donas Adin, Sakash Rabbi Vo? So why did the Gemara say Rabbi also holds? Rabbi Vo held that even before the din of relaxing the three mumchim, before may be historically incorrect. I'm saying, according to Rabbi Vo, there's a din de rice of three mumchim. Then we know there was a din already mitkufas atanoim, that what yochid mumchim is good enough. Three mumchim, yochid mumchim. And then there was another din that three non smuchim is good enough. Right? So the Gemara says, so when the Gemara says in Vavam and Aleph, Rabbi Vo, how do you accommodate this donis and din? So according to Tosfos, what do you mean how you accommodate it? There's a brisa that done mumchim is good enough. That's what we're talking about. So that's a gevaldik raya for Rashi. Tosfos is squirm out of it to say that it wasn't talking about yochid mumchim, right? Avi motzel shnuye demar biyochid mumchim rabim umi ukosh hergro beizden. Now Tosfos says this is a gevaldik raya for Rashi. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Gemara Rosh Hashanah discusses whether dayonim who saw the Kiddush HaChodesh, can they be the Beis Din? Right? This is the sugya of whether Gedolam Re'iyah Mishmiya. And the Beis Din, that's the Mar Makomas it had in the Ktzais and the Rashba, really focuses on this Nakuda. But then we'll go slow. So the Gemara over there says that if the Beis Din sees if two members of the Beis Din see the Kiddush HaChodesh, three the Kiddush HaChodesh, they still cannot come in and say Mekudesh. Because it has to be the process of Kabbalah's Eidus. So Gemara says, so two become Eidim, and one becomes a Dayan, and the Dayan has two next to him. So the Gemara says, what happened to Yochid Mumchem? So Chabraisa, Mumchel Rabim can be a Dayan. So Gemara says, did not also change Yochin them on our piyats, but before she was going to Sukhla Mystic, like Tame, then I'm going to have a Yochin Mumche. And the reason why the Gemara even has to, but the Mishnah has to say that you require that one diet is not good enough is because we shouldn't make the mistake and say, Yochin Mumche is good. Gemara then goes on to say, that you need to have a basin. The Rebbeinu Shlom said, Moshe Rabbeinu cannot be Makadosh L'Chodesh alone. So Tosfos says, how do I read this Gemara? If it's a din de Rabbanon, that Chazal said, Kedei Shaloi ten ol does what they love in. And Yochid Mumchem is good enough. What's this got to do with Kiddush HaChodesh? Even in your wildest dreams, you're going to say, well, once Chazal made it in a minute, you don't hear it. But that's not the way the Gemara says. The Gemara says that I might think that the Gemara says, if Yochid Mumchem is a din de Rabbanon, and even if your wildest dreams are concocted, are perished, that the Chazal made this work, and then they raisa, but that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that I'm going to bring a raya from Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu is my Yachin Mumche. Moshe Yachin Mumche is a dinner of on Yachin Mumche. Because Baruch has to tell Moshe Rabbeinu, make sure you have Aaron, make sure you have a Bezdin. That's going to be my raya. I should say, the Gemara should say, what are you talking about? Yochid Mumchem is a din de Rabbanon. What can I do? I don't need a raya for Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a gevaldik raya for Rashi. Rashi says, with this Gemara quotes Yochid Mumchem. That's the lush of the Gemara. If hoyu mumchem le'rabim dona fili yechidi, quotes our raya. So Tosfos says, Tosfos put you, when you read the Tosfos, you understand the raya is for Rashi. Which is a gevaldik raya. The moment of the raya. And now, Chav Heim Beis Rosh Hashanah is a Gevaldik Raisa. Did they Raisa? Has to be a Did they Raisa? So Tosfos has to say, the Yitzchak Lemisin Leitemer and Emma Mina Have a Yochid Mumchem. Uparach meimach and amim shani elcho mumche yesu meishu beinu ilim rabbanon mai maisim yoishu yishlom yasun parach umishani elmandom leel devar terach anami kosher. So Tosfos says that is a Rav Acha bei Rav Ika sugya. Know what's Rashi going to say to Tosfos? Was that?
The quotes.
The Russian is Yachid Mumche Rab. That's the he's quoting this. And why did the Gemara say over there? Maybe it's only going to Rav Acha bei Rav Ika. In other words, Tosfos is saying this. Gemara Rosh Hashanah will work on Rav and Rav Ika, but it's quoting our Braisa. If anything, you're coming full circle to understanding what Rashi's saying. So you see the strength of Rashi Shita. The next Tosfos Mumche L'Rabim is Gemirna V'Sevirna. That Mumche L'Rabim, Mumchus means different things in different contexts. Afal gab dahay mumch l'rab mahaynu gemirna v'sevirna kinemasek mikol mokim hod dekam l'kam zeboirer lo'olam poif v'lech achi kabel alav v'fnei beisin shem mumch l'rab lab dene boi gomer v'sorik r'bchi y'rab nachman tosan beisin ka'omar v'keivan shem gimol afilu stam ne'yodam mumch l'rab v'avol yachid l'echol shem mumch l'rab v'ad gomer v'sorik. Tosfos says over there by zeboirer, zeboirer is how most bote dinim maybe until 15, 20 years ago, most of it didn't work. Now I'm not sure how most of it didn't work. But until 20 years ago, most of it didn't work. Zeberle, one litigant, one Baal Din chooses one Dayan, the other Baal Din chooses a second Dayan, and the two choose a third Dayan. But the process of choosing Dayanim, every Dayan had to be vetted by both Baal Dinim. So the Gemara discussed how the vetting procedure went. So the Gemara discussed that the Gemara says, how can I passel a dayan? It's up to me to passel a dayan. What kind of democracy is this? I can passel the judges. The Gemara says, well, the judges, if he can say he's a korav apostle, he's a major supporter of he's a rebbe in the yeshiva, and my baldin is a major supporter of the yeshiva, so I can passel. The Gemara says, no, that's taken for granted. Passeling means I can say I don't think he's a good dayan. I don't think he has the ideas he needs. I don't think he has the lomdus you need. So the Gemara says that in that context, there, Mumchel Rabbim takes this as a standard. Mumchel Rabbim doesn't mean I don't think. Mumchel Rabbim means you ask around. You take a poll. You ask people. A person has a shame. So we know the Mumchel Rabbim. You know, you don't discover a Mumchel Rabbim. That means not Mumchel Rabbim to discover, right? A Mumchel Rabbim means that you go in the shul and you give a clap. Who are the Yom in town over here? Who are people going to? Who are they trusting? Right? Who writes the? Who signs the Kol Koyre? Right? Who makes the new? Who makes the Chiramim? Who makes the new Takonis? Right? So maybe there is no Mumchel Rabbim. But a Mumchel Rabbim is not the kind of thing that you and I can determine. Otherwise, not a Mumchel Rabbim. So Taisa says, what do you mean you can possibly be not a Mumchel Rabbim? Obviously, he says it's got to be different then. Why? Because that's three. So the bar of a dayan who's part of three is a different definition. So Mumchel Rabbim is going to be defined differently in different places. Dona filu yachidi, Tosfos says, as we pointed yesterday, he can be koife, right? Dona filu yachidi. So Tosfos says that a Mumchel Rabbim can subpoena. He can be mazman somebody. If a guy doesn't come to Beis Din, the Mumchel Rabbim can put him into Chayrim. He's not quite for the din. Tosfos then says, "Kigoyin ano don dini vamanis." But we have a mission of ours that says, "Al tihi don yechini she'ein don yechini elo echad." Because Baruch is only don yechini boilam. So how can we say Mumchel Rabbim can be don yechini? So Tosfos is a different pshat. And one pshat is it's a toiva. Right? What does Eitz HaTeva mean? If Chazal gave an Eitz HaTeva, so who's going to go against an Eitz HaTeva Chazal? The scary mission says only one Dayan Yechidi. So what, I'm going to be a Dayan Yechidi? The mission always says, it's only Kiddush Baruch Hu's Dayan Yechidi. So how can the Shulchan Aruch say, you can have one Dayan? How are you talking? How are you thinking? You're going to go to a din Torah with only one Dayan, a guy who doesn't know mission always. Right? Or he says, the mission always doesn't apply to me. What's pshat? What's pshat that Rav Chiya said kigoyinana? Eitz HaTeva. But if Chazal giving Eitz HaTeva, it's Chazal giving an Eitz HaTeva. Right? So, what does Eitz HaTovim Chazal, I think it means the following. I think it means Eitz HaTovim Chazal is pretty binding. If a guy's any, but sometimes a situation forces a person into making a decision. So if it's a halacha, then there's no decision. Right? I can imagine a situation where the two people are having a terrible machlekes and pulling a family apart, pulling the town apart. So then there's a guy say, I know I'm a mukhla rabbi, but I'll take Dan Yechidi. So if it's a din, it's a din. That means the same Kodesh Baruch Hu that is taking care of things, not to take care of this machlekes. But if al pi din I can do it, but it's an Eitzah Tova, so sometimes the Eitzah Tova has to give way. It's an Eitzah Tova, but over here there's a more important problem. I have to take care of Chasholim in town. So I think Eitzah Tova means it is a negotiable position. Again, an Eitzah Tova is very, very rarely negotiable, but it could be negotiable. I think there's Pshat and Eitzah Tova. And then Taisa says it could have to do with Kabbalah, it could be a different Pshat. Shalayite, Vada Omak going Anak, Aina Kalami Yochel Dun Lushidan Inami, Rogil Hoya Medina, Vain Lahush, Emayita, or could be that Ain Dun Yachini, but the person has been doing it for years and years and years and years, and he hasn't made mistakes, and he can say that Kigoin Anak. Good. So that's the Sugya. So again, the Machlaik is Rashi Taisvis. Is it's really two separate Sugya. That makes it so hard to figure the Sugya out. We have a Braisa. Afilu ibhoyo mumchel ram don afilu yichidi, right? What is the din? When do we apply don afilu yichidi? They raise it. The rabbanon machlekes na machlekes. So Rashi says this ein chadash. There's no new sugi over here. This is just chazara from the gimel amud aleph. This is a machlekes mavo and erachavei derika. Right, Taisva says there is a huge chiddush over here, and that is that every man de Omar will hold that Yochid Mumchik and Paskin Adim. Even the man de Omar that said Elohim al Elohim, even the man de Omar that said the Midrabban and I be relaxed, surely if they love it, he'll also hold the Yochid Mumchik. All right. Riff and Issachil. Okay. Tosvis on Gilman Aleph, Dibra Maschil, Elame Ata, no, Dibra Maschil, the Rabba Leslie de Shmuel. Tosvis Gilman Aleph, the Rabba Leslie de Shmuel, the Hag Poisek, Bala Lochitus Poisek, Kishmuel, Alpha Gav, the Rabba Polig Ole, right? Shnaim Shadono, the name that any name did. So, the Hag Paskins like Shmuel. He passed like Racha Bein Ravika. It's against Rava. Shmuel is the first door of Amayroim. So even though we say that Shmuel Bedine, but Rava is the second last door of Amayroim. So usually it's Halachik Basroi. So if Rava's Chaylek and Shmuel, we would follow Rava. So Rava is a Rav of Omen against Shmuel. So how can the Hag pass like Shmuel? Why? Because Mishut Rav Nachman koy kavosei, because Rav Nachman had like Shmuel. Rav Nachman was the great Baki in Dinim. He was the great Dayan. He's from the same Tkuf as Rav Nachman, a little bit before Rav Nachman, a little before Rabba. So the Gemara, so Tosfos says that apparently the Bahag held and Achanami. Wouldn't it be Shmuel and Rava? Be Rava. But Rav Nachman and Rava in Dinim, and we know him and Allah, the Paskins like Shmuel. That's all the Tosfos says. Behold, the Omar Perishani the Tzuba. So he has the Matarits of the Sugyas. Alright? So that's why. So Tosfos brings this Raya, right, from Rav Nachman. Rashi could bring the Raya from the fact that a Brisa and Haman Aleph seems to support Rava. Tosfos can't do that. Because Tosfos is Brisa, he's the Chulei Alma. But the fact that Rav Nachman paskined as a Yochid, right? A little bit difficult, because according to Tosfos, Rav Nachman is a Yochid Mumcha. It's like everybody. Right? Look at the Rif. The Rif has Garcina. The Rif quotes our Sugya in Brecht. I'm not sure what that means. Garcina Migmara. Amazing Elf. Right? He quotes Rabbi Yavo in brackets. Correct? Om Rabbi Yavo. And then the Rif says, Tana Rab. What did he do? Tana Rabbanon, Dine Monus Vishloisha, Vimhoya Mumchel Rabbim Dona Fil Yechidi. Om Rab Nachman, Kigoin Ana, Amchia, Kigoin Ana. Nubuki Yosef, Her Pirishna Rif, Makshina Bigmara, and then Dine Momenus Kvar Pei Rashnu. Alright. The Nukes quotes. Shlichu Sayu. Alright. And then Kvar Pei Rashti. Bimas Nisim. Haidois Val Vois. And just like Chazal said to the Yoytais, right? Came back to the Rif, just like the Rif quoted Rav Avo, and then quoted this Braisa again. Right. The Rif. He quotes Rav Avo, right? And then quotes Tan Rabbanon. According to Rashi Tachastira. Right? Says in Mukhi Yosef. Right? That is v'chein kosum aforishim zal keidas v'minu alfasi the Rif's position and the balit zal, right? And then he says, and I want you to know. Shodar Rabbeinu Shirago Yachin Mumcha the Choshev Bidora the Baki. He's the Gadol HaDor. Alright? So again, so you have the so that is the Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Rashi no Chiddush, Tosfos a huge Chiddush. There's a new Din the Rabbanon. Alright? And we can pass the Ravo, and we can pass Yachin Mumcha, and we can pass in Shnaim Shadonu Ein Dineim Din. That's if they are not a mumchel rabbim, right? But if they're mumchel rabbim, then the neim din. Good, the rabbanon. What's the chele the toisus? What's the strength of toisus shita that the and all the mishnayim that the brisa is not is a brisa and it's not quoted in Beis Gemara Aleph, so it must be the rehakol. The Rabbo says, "I'm the rehakol." What's the chele of Rashi? Chele of Rashi is a Gemara Shoshana that says Yochid Mumchah didn't they raisa, right? A Gemara in Vomun Aleph that says Rabbo, what do you do with Yochid Mumcha? What do you do with Don Yechidi? And he doesn't say Yochid Mumcha. No, so it's both have powerful rayas to their pshat. Okay? Now, let's go one step further. What, al pisa, logically, what is the difficulty in Taisa Shita, logically, which according to Rashi, is not a problem? What makes Taisa Shita, until now we did read the text, until now we did how to organize the text. What is a textual proof for Rashi and a textual proof for Taisa, right? And the answers are all textual answers. Taisa have to say, well, that text in Rosh Hashanah goes according to this, right, this Shita. And this text in Vomit Aleph, he didn't answer because he could have said something else. All right? Good. But logically, what makes Rashi, what's the logical question in Taisa? You know? This is Maram Shif's Ha'ara. How do we learn Pshat in Rav Avoh? Right? Most of you jumped on me a moment ago. You jumped on me because I gave the impression I was talking Dinei Raisa. That wasn't clear. That's why you were pissed. But if you drop, if for a moment you would drop the, it wasn't clear. It's not a Dinei Raisa. But I was pointing out that according to Rav Avoh, there was a preceding, there's a Din de Rabbonin that the Braisa quotes. Now, so let's figure this out. Rav Avoh says we have a problem. The Ilas Delas Vifnei Lovin. Right? What does that mean? No? No?
I think you're saying that the Ilas Delas Vifnei Lovin is that as far as that, because you're not having three movement, you have three adjuvants. No
Shvara getting one anyway. Whoa, okay. Okay, just I'm going to explain what you're saying. Everything's correct. Neil is definitely loving. What does it mean? It means that people are not lending money. Why are they not lending money? No?
They
couldn't get judges. Right? So therefore, we have to make a huge cool over here. What's that? You don't require mumchen. Mamash, lower the bar from requiring a mumchen in the basement. Right? Again, anybody can be a dayan. Right, because we have to, people have to lend money. And people will starve. People will be able to do business. However, Rashi says, one second, if from a vol held that a yochin mumcha le rabim can be a dayan, so you have to drop the bar all the way down to three jotos. A yochin mumcha, right? According to Rabbi Ichu, Rabbi Achavei Devika, so a yochin mumcha. Was if you have three dayanim, one is probably a gomer. So if one of the three is a gomer, so one of the six is a gomer and sager. No, one of the ten is a gomer and sager. So Rashi, according to Rashi, this is what the Maram Shif points out. How you talking that Rabbi Avoh should say there's a din derabbanon that a yochid mumchi is good enough, a yochid mumchi l'rabim is good enough. And I need another din de rabbanon that three hedyotis is good enough. Haven't I solved the problem? Shouldn't one takana solve the problem? Whichever takana, I don't understand which came first. But I have to venture that if one is a mefurish braisa and the other is merumas and a mishnah, I would venture, can't say, that the one that's mefurish braisa is the one that earlier, well, I don't know. So Maram Shiv says that the huge kasha to Tosfos. How do you explain it below? The Ilas tells them they love it. Why do we require two huge tikkunim? And then, so now you understand what the Rav Shira going, why the Nebuki Yesus is close to Shira going over here. Right? The cause of Ali Tazal. Shod the Rav Shira Goyin, Rav Shira Goyin send a letter. Yachin Mumche de Choshe B'Dora. De Boki B'Mishne B'Talmud U Boki Nami B'Shikul Das. So the Rav Shira Goyin was saying, that's what I would suggest, is that if you require a Mumche L'Rabim on Rav Shira Goyin standards,
on Tosfos and standards, so then you haven't really solved your problem with something like that. If it's the Choshev Bedora, right, you have a Takana de Rabbanon, you can go to the Gadol Hador. You don't need Musmachim. You don't need. You can go to God. Have you solved the problem of Nicholas of Neglovin? One Gadol Hador, two Gadol Hador, five Gadol Hador. Choshev Bedora, Arab Nachman, Kigoyin Ana. Tosfos said, Kigoyin, see, when you learn Kigoyin Ana and Rashi, it means I don't have a smich from Moshe Rabbeinu. But Tosfos said Kigoyin Ana means Rav Nachman was the Godol Hadai, he was the Supreme Court judge in Klal Yisrael. So Tosfos is saying that doesn't solve the Lusuf Nilavit. Of course you didn't know the Takana. Right? But you can understand what Rashi, I don't know exactly how to say it, but you can understand why Rashi would find difficulty. They textually have lots of kashas, but no, logically. It could also be that there's a machlekes rishonim was pshat in mumcha l'rabim, ish l'shitasai, right? Because according to Rashi, the mumcha l'rabim is what the Torah required for mitzedek v'shami secher for yidus v'alvayis. According to Tosfos, it has to be a mumcha l'rabim, which does not solve the problem of nilzav l'rabim. So it's a yachid, it's a yachad b'dara. Now, what was that?
Why are we assuming that Yachmuch is supposed to solve the problem of Shulot and Odaos? That's three yodos.
Good kasha. Kvar pe rasha v'mzisen. Sheim ha'idois val vois. V'chi hechi de tekinu rabbon n'shloshet yoytois hochenami tekinu mumchul rabbon shin. Right? V'vnei takonas alovin. So
this verse came out of nowhere. I'm saying it doesn't say.
But the book is one shot this way. Is it Tekonas Chazal? Right? Aryeh is a very good point, right? If the Nebuchadnezzar wouldn't have said it, said I wouldn't say it. But the kasha is a little good kasha. In other words, if there is Mimanavshach. If three Adyotis solves the problem of Nilas Delas, so what can you imagine would require a new Din Rabbanan of Yochid Mumch? Right? Now the other way around. If there was a Yochid Mumch and a Tivchu Rabbim, and it means, like Rashi says, Gumi Risavirna, so what's the huge problem that I need another Takana Rabbanan of Shosh Adyotis? So either way, but when the Nebuchi Yisrael says it's all the same problem, so then it makes the cash even harder. So that's L'chor. Now the Maram Shif goes one step further, I believe. I don't remember if this is. I think Maram Shif says it, and maybe reading into it, because Sivram has this Malach also. That L'chor, there is one major, issue between Rashi and Tosfos. And that's that according to Rashi, that Rabbi Avohu requires a basin of three mumchim, is lo yitochen that Chazal we masakin the yachin mumchim. Because that's the distance between Rashi and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, it's very, very the same Man Omer held that he didn't, they rise, they require three mumchim. And in the Rabbonan they said three Yajaites, right? And they argue with Rabbi Achmi who says Yachid Mumcha. Right? The same man the Omar Tesis, he says, you know what, Midrabbonan one's okay. And Rashi says that Lo Yitochi. Never happened. The man the Omar held you require three Dayanim. It's not Shaykh. To have only relax the requirements of the Oya. But to say I'm going to let a Poisek do it, a Merhira do it. No. They one step deeper. if this is the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, so what does it show us about Tosfos' understanding of three dayanim? I'll say a little bit differently. According to Tosfos, the raisa require three mumchim. There's a problem. Nilas doesn't love it. So according to Tosfos, there are two possible solutions. One possible solution is yachid bedarim. The other possible solution is three hidyaitis. Right? So according to Tosfos, how do they understand the requirement of three? According to Rashi, the requirement of three is like Zeres HaKosav Elohim. This is a Beis Din. As a Beis Din of three, a Beis Din of 23, 70, that's the Mishnah. There are Bidin Deiraisa, because Kadosh Baruch Hu set certain processes in place. According to Ravo. According to Tosfos, Chazal came along, Yorda Chazal, Lavonas Divya Torah, and they said, Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu said three. Right? Three, Midirabbonin, when I got stuck, I can morph my three into three Hidyoites, or I can morph my three into one Yochid Bidor.
Does this Bidor help?
Was that?
There's one Yochid Bidor.
Yeah. That's the Ram Shiv's Aaron Rashi. Yeah. Yeah. It's it makes a good kasha. Again, I'm American. I'm going to help the underdog. So I like Rashi coming on top. So the coming up from behind, right? So no, there are open kashas in the sugya. Right? So I don't have a neat way of being miyashid every single kasha. Right? But there's an important aura that we're suggesting that according to Tosfos, and this will have to, this is a speculative suggestion, that Tosfos understands the yisoid of three, no?
So the sort of three is that it can be crunched into one, even one is going to be based in.
Right.
And according to Rashi, one is only
going to
be
a Morahara. Oh, so I don't know.
I thought that's where Rebbe was going with
No, I don't know if it goes far to say that one can ever be a based in. All right?
Rebbe wasn't going to say that.
No. I was suggesting that the sort of three is that it gives you a certain expertise. And having three people discuss something gives you a certain quality of the decision you've reached. Because I can reach a decision, a Chad B'Dorah can reach a decision because he knows Kol Terah Kula. So the decision is based on a certain level of, call it Mumchus, depth of understanding of Yedidus. I can also, if I have three people, and each one keeps on hacking the other backwards and forwards, each is a sheet, and they go, so they can reach a level of expertise simply because they have to defend their position in debate with the other two. So what I'm suggesting is, whereas Rashi sees three, according to Bavo, as a defined process, like Xeris Arkosov, it requires a panel of three. I'll give you a moshul, an illustration, we're not ready for this yet. But an illustration, because according to like a minion becomes the representative of Klal Yisroel. It's ten. It's not the ten give you a certain level of kedusha. Ten is a significant number because it's a dimin to Klal Yisroel. So Kadosh Baruch Hu chose three. All right, three is three. So Chazal say Nilus Delis, we'll find a different three, but we're not going to change three. And Tosfos says three apparently was a level of expertise. So Yediyah. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said three mumchim. We're stuck. Lizdelas, having a base in Efker. So we can negotiate the three because the aside of three is really the level of Yediyah of one. And so again, so what do we come today? We first accomplished that the machlekes b'shoinim, as you've seen, between Rashi on one hand and Tosfos and the Yad Rambam, and they all have the same kashas in Rashi. Give all the kashas. We were not miyash of the kashas. Then we pointed out that Rashi is two Gevalik and Tosfos. And Tosfos is Teirut Samar. You can understand why Rashi would say, I'm sticking with my Shita. Right? So those are the textual issues. And then we pointed out there's a logical issue that could have easily been the one that's Marm Shiv's Horah, that bothered Rashi to the extent that he stuck with his Shita. And he says, even though there are textual issues, but we're stuck. At the end of the day, two gevaldige kashas, Rosh Hashanah, Vav, and Aleph, and a gevaldige kasha of white and Mishnah. So we're stuck. So there is a logical concern in Tosfos. All right. Then we point how the halacha lemaisa comes out, because since the Bali Atosus and most of the Rishonim saw that Hey Amud Aleph corroborates or is a shita that is lechulei alma, so the end of the passing that's not Rabachu Revika, so the end of the passing like Hey Amud Aleph, right? It's talk halacha, and then finally we said in lomdas it could be that we can build in this machlekes by pointing out that Rashi held the number three. According to Bavo, was a number that was totally non-negotiable, and according to Tosfos, the number three, when there was a requirement that required some kind of change, that could be morphed into a certain level of yediyah. Right, that's what we can build on going back. Okay, go back to now to discuss the sugya of the kitas of Shusha Smich. Yeah, guys.